In a painted logo, a woman stands on a tiered pedestal. Wearing a Roman toga, she holds a torch aloft. Its brilliant light shimmers against a silver word, Columbia, the Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. Now, a golf ball reads, Happy Madison Productions. A golf club hits it, and the ball cracks glass, shielding our view.
Terrific.
Now, several sets of twins stand before a gray backdrop.
And we were born on September 15th, 1989.
And she's older twins.
I'm older by 10 minutes because she had an umbilical cord wrapped around her neck. And
she, like, shoved me in there. And
I was, like, kicking her in, shoving her more in, my mom. So that's why she came out, like, later.
Yeah. And she came out the bigger twin, too.
Well, I came out a pound heavier than Kara. So that's why I'm an inch taller now.
She's always been, like, a pound heavier.
No.
So, yeah, it's, you know, love being twins, man. It's basically like you have a bag of spare parts. You know what I mean? It's like, I need a kidney down the road. I know he's got one. So I'm always like, hey, stay healthy, dude. Eat right.
When we were kids, we had our own secret language that only me and my brother understood. Ooh. Ooh. I guess when we were kids, we thought we were whales.
Like, when things are bad and we don't really got to say anything to each other, we just make these sounds. It's like, ah, ah.
So I just graduated from Harvard, and I'm starting a new job at a law firm in Southern California, so I'm really happy about that.
And I got a job at Hooters. I'm happy, too. Hooters.
Being a twin is like being a married couple, and you can't divorce her. Even, like, I mean, I love her when we're together. Well, actually more so when we're distant.
She loves nature like me. She loves donating her time to charities. And she loves eating healthy, so that's awesome. She's my best friend.
My best friend is my boyfriend.
The girl's sister shoots her a look. Now, titles appear on the right side of 8mm home movie footage. In a crib, two babies drink from a double-nippled bottle. Now, they lie naked on their bellies, each with a big rear end. Later, the boy eats with a little baby food on his bib. His twin sister eats covered in green cloth. Napping on their sides, the girl spoons the boy. As toddlers, the girl tries to hug her brother. He resists. Then they slap at each other. In a tub, bubbles rise from the little boy's bottom. His sister lets one loose. As children, the sister climbs into her brother's bed to snuggle. Now, the preteen boy in braces shows off sprouting armpit hairs. His sister passes and shows a bushy patch under her arm. The boy wilts. Outside, the teenage boy poses with a prom date. His sister peeks from behind them. At school, he waves, clad in a varsity jacket. His sister runs into him with a French horn. On a tennis court, the sister bounces a ball on the racket. As her brother flirts with the girl, the tennis ball nails the girl in the eye. The boy walks away from his sister. Now at a commercial shoot, a dark-haired man sits in a producer's chair, followed by a bespectacled assistant.
Action!
Please, why do I have to have such diarrhea?
A stomach puppet shows up.
You need to drink the pink.
Hold it. Cut. Jack, are you watching this?
What do you mean cut, man? I got to be at Sesame Street by one.
Hey, Reach. Do you really have diarrhea because you lost weight or something?
Why does the stomach have all the good lines?
Uh-huh.
Drink the pink. That's funny.
I'm sorry, Jack. The Dunkin' Donut people want to talk to us.
Okay, well, I got to... Regis, it's going to be fine.
Yeah,
and you'll take care of that. And
thank you very much. I didn't need that, but cool.
I got some bad news. We may lose Dunkin' Donuts.
What do you mean lose? They didn't like our pitches?
They want Al Pacino.
Al Pacino to do a commercial?
Mm-hmm.
The Godfather Al Pacino.
They got this new coffee drink, the Dunkachino.
Uh-huh.
Dunkachino, Al Pacino, they sound alike.
Yes.
Well, they think it'll be a home run.
Of course it would be a home run. If he would ever do it, which he won't.
Well, never say never. Remember, you didn't think we could get Brad Pitt to do that Radio Shack commercial.
I was right.
Well, you can't be right all the time.
Uh-huh.
Look, bottom line, they're going to give us 1 month to make this whole Pacino thing happen, or they're going to go elsewhere.
We can't lose Dunkin' Donuts. They're our biggest client.
Jack grabs a bottle of Pepto.
We're going to go bankrupt, buddy. And we have 200 employees relying on us.
He chugs some down.
Try to have a good Thanksgiving, okay?
Teddy,
Jack's assistant brings him a soda.
What do you think? Would Al Pacino ever do a Dunkin' Donuts commercial?
Yeah.
Shut up. Did my wife call?
Yeah, you're all set for the cruise. You guys leave a week after Hanukkah.
Okay, all right. There's some good news.
Yeah, she converted, right? That's so cool. She doesn't look Jewish at all.
Wow, that was anti-Semitic.
What? No, I just...
See, I can say that. You can't. You're not Jewish.
No, but I'm close.
What does that mean?
I'm an atheist.
You're two for two right there.
What? No.
Anyways, did my sister say what time she's flying in tomorrow?
Yeah, I was supposed to pick her up at noon, but she switched the flight to earlier, so now she gets in at 4 a.m.
Why?
Something about jet lag.
She never listens. She gains 3 hours. Every year she acts like she's flying to New Zealand.
She's a freak, man.
Yeah, again, you can't say that.
The
assistant sips the Pepto. Now, an alarm clock reads 3:30. Jack and his wife wake up. He climbs out of bed.
Honey?
Yeah?
Try complimenting her.
Yeah, what?
To avoid fighting, just focus on something positive. Tell Jill that she has nice shoes.
Nice shoes, that's good. That'll work.
I love you, honey.
I love you, too. And I love my sister. And I can keep my cool. It's only 4 days.
Later at the airport.
I love my sister. I love her shoes. I love my sister. I love her shoes.
In the deserted baggage claim area, Jack spots a sleeping janitor slumped on the floor. Then he sees a brunette woman near a dozen suitcases.
Well, I can't find him anywhere. Does he know what terminal it is?
The mannish woman spots her brother.
Okay. I see him. All right, I'm hanging up.
How we doing?
Where were you? I've been waiting forever for you. This place is creeping me out.
Why so many bags? Are the Knicks traveling with you? What is with this?
Mom always said it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Oh, yeah, she did say that. I remember that. That was cool.
Are you going bald?
Huh?
No. You're getting fatter, and your hair doesn't realize it needs to cover more face.
Okay.
Where'd you put the car?
On the road.
You really had to bring your bird?
Yeah, she's my best friend.
Anyways, Joe, I was thinking...
Yeah.
The house is going to be very crowded because we got the kids and all the guests are coming by and blah, blah, blah. So there's this new hotel, a Hilton, that they just
put down. But I want to spend time with Sophie and Gary. Why do you not want me to stay with you?
No. Of course I want you to stay with them. I was just saying.
Okay, I'll stay with you then. It's too bad because the hotel was starting to sound fun. Why are you doing that? Why do you sigh so loud?
I just really, really love your shoes.
You are so weird. Isn't he weird, Poopsie?
Where were you?
Jack puts down his window.
Poopsie gets it.
Yeah, Poopsie really gets it.
The indraft pins the cockatoo against the back of the cage.
She always loved getting it.
Later.
And then your dad and I went to the soup kitchen, and they gave us Otto to bring to Thanksgiving dinner this year.
Thanks again for having me. It's very nice.
Are you going to eat dinner with us tonight?
Yes, he is, honey.
And what about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow, Otto's going to go back home. Listen.
The haggard man sulks.
Sorry.
Sophia, show Otto your karate moves.
In a pilgrim dress, Sophia demonstrates.
You know, why don't you go wake up Jill?
What?
It's 5:30.
She's here. That's the important thing. It counts as a day. So what? She's sleeping.
Jack.
All right, I'll go check on Jill.
Thank you.
Sophia kicks and punches, startling Otto. Now, Jack peeks into a guest room where his broad-backed sister sleeps on her side. Poopsie perches on the footboard.
Jill. Wake up. Okay. Stay sleeping. Jet lag.
Hey, I'm a gun!
Oh, my God!
See, I live alone. Poopsie's trained to watch out for me. Don't sneak up like that, all right?
Where were you?
I don't... Come downstairs. The food's ready.
Can you just lay down with me for 5 minutes?
I'm not laying down with you, no.
Come on, I just want some twin time.
I'm a grown man. I'm not laying next to you. Just have Poopsie lay with you. I don't know.
Oh, all right. I'll take a bath and I'll meet you downstairs in an hour.
Jill climbs out of bed, leaving behind a full-body sweat stain on the sheet. Jack points.
Don't forget your sweat shadow.
What?
All right, just take your bath and all that stuff, and then burn those sheets.
Later, over Thanksgiving dinner.
Hey, guys!
Jill, you look amazing.
Oh, Macy's Marshalls. Hey, where am I sitting?
What do you mean?
Because usually I sit next to you, so all of a sudden I'm not going to sit here?
Jack's mother-in-law shifts nervously.
I thought you could sit down here.
I always sit next to Jack. Is there a reason I'm moving?
No.
Jill, if you'd like, you could sit here. I'd be happy to move.
Oh, that's okay. You're fine if you want to. Do you want to sit here?
I don't know.
Okay. You just sit in my chair. How's that?
There you go.
Thank you.
Gary, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Look how handsome you are.
Thank you.
That's so nice to see you. Look at this leaf. Look at this. Do you have it taped on you? That's so cute. Why did he do that?
He likes tape.
Hey, Sophie, is that you or is that you?
The girl sits beside a matching doll.
Good to see you, Aaron.
Good to see you, Jill.
The house looks amazing. You got a new chandelier?
Yeah.
I love the old one.
Oh.
So, how's everybody's gobble-gobble, babe?
Great.
Yeah,
excellent. Good. By the way, Jill, this is Otto. Otto?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you!
Otto resumes eating.
He's homeless, right?
He looks up.
He seems clean, but you should put one of those toilet seat protectors underneath him to make sure he doesn't ruin the chair.
Are you whispering with a bullhorn or something? Everybody hears you.
No, they can't. Mr. Hearing Expert.
She smiles at Otto, who shakes his head.
So?
That down, Dad.
I'm allowed out here once a year, so I tend to miss things. What's going on? Anything new?
Well, Sophie just got her green belt in karate.
How come I didn't know about this? I didn't even know she did karate. What? I mean, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone right now. I'm like Jimmy Stewart at the end of that movie, the one with they're in Pottersville. What is that movie called?
It's a Wonderful Life?
No, with Jimmy Stewart, the one where he meets the angel and he's mad.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Why do you keep saying that? No, the one where he falls in the pool and he sings Buffalo Gals. He gets all the money at the end and he finds out that his life really is wonderful.
Star Wars.
They play it every Christmas. You must have saw it before Jack made you convert.
What? What are you doing right now?
Your brother didn't make me do anything, Jill.
Everyone has to be like Jack over here, even poor Gary.
The shirtless boy tapes a drumstick to his belly.
You made him switch from being Indian.
What is wrong with you? We adopted him when he was 10 days old. This is all he knows.
Did you ever think maybe he tapes things to himself because he doesn't feel connected, you know, to his real parents? That was very smart. I just thought of that. Isn't that? That was interesting.
Aunt Jill?
Yes, Sophia.
Yes, Sophie.
Do you and Daddy have twin powers?
What's it?
Gary wears a salt shaker taped to his head.
It's this thing we saw in 60 Minutes. Some twins have strange powers, and they can feel when the other one's hurt.
Oh, Jack and I can do that. What? Why are you making a face? When we were kids, you felt it when I broke my ankle.
I felt it because you fell on my head. You like that one?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Oh, please. Tell me you don't feel this.
Jill slaps herself.
I didn't feel it. Maybe if you did it harder.
Jill slaps herself in the face again.
A little harder.
No, Jill, stop it. He's kidding.
What?
Gary punches Jill off her chair.
Don't do fight!
Jill, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I mean, that was, he didn't 100% connect.
Feel that, Daddy?
I actually did feel something there. Pride in my son.
Oh, will you stop it already? These sweet potatoes need salt.
She shakes it from Gary's head.
I'm so sick of that. Why are you so afraid to admit that we are connected? Face it. We shared Mom's womb. We were roommates.
Oh, that is just disgusting.
I have an idea. On the show, there were these twins, and they finished each other's sentences. Jack, maybe you could start a sentence, and Jill, you could finish it.
No.
Come on, Daddy, please. Please. Oh, my
God. Ready to receive mental images.
Right, will you stop? You scaring him? It's just noises she's making. Okay, ready?
Yes.
I'm very tired, so I'm going to...
Go to the supermarket!
No, I'm going to sleep. Why would I go to the supermarket if I was tired?
It's what I would do. The cold air always wakes you up. Isn't it nice when it's you go over there to the frozen food section?
God bless.
You! God bless you! I finished your sentence! Got your pagogo!
What's pagogo?
Oh, it's a name that Aunt Jill used to call your dad when they were growing up.
I was Pokey and your father was Pagogo. We had our own secret language. Ook-maga-dodo, Pagogo.
I have no idea what those words mean, nor have I ever known what those words meant.
You do know what they mean, and you're lying right now. Ukmagadodo means I love you. Bangi means thank you. Klappa means left.
Hey, do you remember what Laki Maki Koko means?
What does this mean again?
Jack, don't.
It means I can't stand you being here!
This is really awkward. I'm gonna go.
Dessert is coming.
I'm full.
Otto pockets a dinner roll and heads out.
Okay.
I love how nice we are to this homeless man, a person we don't even know, who probably is pretending to be homeless. You don't look homeless to me. You're fat. You're Al-Qaeda.
Eating, Jack shakes his head.
Sophia, why don't you go upstairs?
Well, Mom, this is my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
You know what? I'm leaving. That's it. I'm going. I hope you're happy.
Later.
I'm sleeping out here in the woods. At least the animals will be nice. Oh!
Jill falls on her face.
The kids against me.
Are you all right?
No, see, the kids love you.
And I love them. And that's the only reason that I come back here every year.
Jack, apologize.
I'm sorry that you make everybody uncomfortable. I really am.
Jack.
All right, I'm sorry about what I said back there. I didn't mean it. I love you.
I just feel abandoned. I'm all alone in the Bronx. I don't have any family with me anymore.
We didn't abandon you. I told you, you can Skype us anytime you want.
I don't even know what that means. What is Skype? It sounds anti-Semitic. What is it?
It's just this internet thing.
I don't get that. You know I don't have a calculator.
Oh, okay. You know what? Our home is your home. So let's go back. I have some ice cream.
I don't know, Erin. I'm too upset. I can't eat right now. What flavor?
Chocolate.
Oh, you have maple walnut? I don't like chocolate.
Otto lies among the trees.
Hang in there, brother.
Bogan.
She's only here till Sunday.
On YouTube.
What is done cannot now be amended.
Ted, I'm looking at it right now. So this was 2 nights ago.
If I did take the kingdom from your sons, to make amends, I give it to your daughter.
Performing on stage, Al Pacino glares into the audience.
Will you get that?
Whoa.
You have a phone in your hand. You are told before the play starts not to have it ring. Shut all cell phones off. This is what the man said.
This guy's going to do a Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
This has got to stop. I'm losing my mind. Help me. Where am I? Thank you. Thank you all for coming.
Jack continues his call in the kitchen.
How do you know Pacino's going to a Laker game? Well, get the tickets, but how am I even going to get near the guy? He's going to have security or something. I'm not telling my wife to wear something trashy just because it would save our company unless she wants to. I mean, that's her thing.
Erin scowls.
Nah, I'm hanging up the phone. Goodbye.
A landscaper peeks in from the patio.
Come on. Excuse me, Mrs. Erin, the magnolia branch in the backyard could fall off any time. I mean, I don't want anyone to get hurt. Should I take it down now?
Oh, yeah, sure. Whatever you think, Felipe.
Okay.
Oh, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I had the whole family come over. Even my Aunt Rosa snuck across the border. I'm kidding.
who are you? Are you a gardener or something?
No, I don't just do gardening. I do impressions, too. When immigration shows up, I do a great impression of a tree.
He holds his hands out and stops moving.
I'm kidding.
Oh, strong. All right. Jay Leno better watch his back.
You know it. Nice to meet you, senorita.
Okay, nice to meet you.
He smiles at her as he leaves.
What's he doing?
He waves affectionately.
This is his problem. Oh, Jack. I put a little list together of things I want to do before I leave, though.
She pulls a slip of paper from her bra.
Oh, my God. I gotta touch that.
Yeah.
Studio tour, beach, horseback riding, get on a game show.
Well, you can't get through all this stuff. You're leaving Sunday. I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You know. I just wanted to have fun out here and, you know, we fought last night. I feel really weird leaving like that. What do you mean? It was a great night. We ate food. We ran in the woods. It was fun. Maybe I should stay out through Hanukkah. Mom's gone now, so there's really nothing for me to go back to.
Stay then!
She can't stay because your airline ticket. It's like the busiest time of year. We'll never get your return flight.
That's why I used my twin hunch in knowing that we would fight, and I have an open-ended ticket.
Now, Sophia and Jill exit a shop called My Tiny Me, dressed in costumes, each holding a doll that matches their outfit.
Man, I don't know where we parked the car.
At a pony rodeo in a park. The kids ride past Jill and an employee.
I know you say I weigh too much, but I don't think I do.
Later, she hoists herself onto a tiny pony.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
It collapses.
Oh, my God.
Its legs are completely splayed.
I'm sorry. I weigh too much. You were right.
At home, Gary rides a bike with a hamster taped to his back.
Gary.
At least put a helmet on that thing.
Now, wrapped presents line a table as six candles burn on a menorah. Jack awakes on the sofa and notices a lady's meaty fingers caressing his arm. He turns around to find Jill snuggled up against him, watching him with a big, creepy smile.
What are you doing?
He falls to the floor.
Why can't I just lay with you? You're a weirdo.
At a TV taping.
All right, welcome back to The Price is Right. Let's find out who's next.
Jill Sadelstein, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
All right, Jill, go ahead and spin the wheel whenever you're ready.
You are the best, Drew. This is awesome, guys. Go ahead. Are you married or not?
No, go ahead.
Woo-wee!
Jill, go ahead and spin the wheel.
I don't, because I know once I spin it, I don't get to be near you anymore.
All right.
Gary, Sophie, come on, guys. $1.
$1.
$1's the winner.
Good luck to you.
Spinning the big wheel, Jill knocks herself unconscious.
I never saw that before. Hey, let's give her a bunch of prizes. We'll be right back right after this. Don't go away.
Call an ambulance.
In a truck overfilled with prizes.
It bends me good, and then when I hit the floor, that's when I really went out. But when I came to, it was good. They had prizes for me.
Say hello to my little friend.
At home, Jack watches Scarface on his computer.
What is she doing now?
He looks outside to find Jill riding her newly won jet ski in the backyard swimming pool.
Wow, it's awesome!
Please don't destroy my pool.
Got it now.
She submerges, then shoots 20 feet out of the water and crashes down on a patio table. With a grin plastered on his face, Jack turns back to his movie. Later, the family watches a movie together at a theater. Jill and Jack both stuff popcorn into their slack-jawed mouths. Sitting between them, Gary notices their identical mannerisms. The twins each clear their throats. They pry stray popcorn kernels out of their mouths, then eat them.
Daddy, and Jill are so alike.
We are nothing alike, I promise you.
Watching the movie, the twins crack up. Jack self-consciously stops laughing and glances over at his sister. He sets aside his popcorn to change his posture from matching hers.
I'm not quite sure. You try it again.
He gruffly folds his arms. Jill looks over at him and gives a friendly wave.
I got a funny sensation in my toe. Like someone was barbecuing them over a slope.
They both rest their cheeks against their fists and scratch their groins, then look around furtively.
I think you're on the
I must be. Glasses are beginning to steam up.
In unison, they both casually wave the smell away from themselves. Jill digs her phone out of her bra.
Hello?
Shh. Mrs. Applebaum!
Hi!
Yeah, no.
What are you doing?
It wasn't an emergency. I wanted to see how my plants were doing.
Bro, please stop talking.
Okay, and you
turn the heat off?
Turn off the phone. All the way off, though?
Jill!
If
Jill!
I'm not, yeah, I can't hear. I'm trying to step on the phone.
Well, get off the phone, you psycho!
She tearfully grabs her purse and gets up.
No, don't
you
cry.
You know what?
Don't run away.
Just...
Don't go in the woods.
I can't
Jill.
Believe it, man.
The rest of the family follows her off.
It's the last night of Hanukkah. Come on already. It's happy time.
Dude, way to yell at a chick. It's awesome.
That was a chick?
He deliberately spills his popcorn on the smart aleck. Morning. Aaron and Jack lie asleep. They wake up. Jack goes to the window and sees Jill on a riding lawnmower.
It's okay.
The cut grass blows at Felipe as he chases her.
She's crazy. She's crazy. She's never leaving.
Well, she was going to leave until you called her psycho.
She's forwarding her mail to us now. Highlights magazine. Birdie magazine addressed to Poopsie.
Okay. Did you ever think that maybe she's lonely and she needs someone to get her through the holidays?
She needs a guy. She needs a guy.
No.
If we don't get her a guy by New Year's, she's going to come on the cruise ship with us. We'll be locked in a boat for 7 days. I'll kill myself.
Do not get involved in her love life.
At breakfast.
Aunt Jo, why don't you have any kids?
Gary, did you make your bed this morning?
It's okay, Eric. You don't have to. I can tell him. Gary, I have all the equipment, and it seems to be functioning well. I get a little reminder every 30 days or so. But the point is, Gary, I was never married.
Why?
Well, everyone loved your father. He was more of a gadfly. Me, I kept to myself, made sure Grandma and Grandpa were okay.
But everybody loves Aunt Jill just as much as Daddy.
Or more.
Jack overhears.
Don't say that. Your father, he might act tough, but he has thin skin. It hurt his feelings.
Aunt Jill, did you date boys?
I like boys. They never liked me back.
My friend Mimi's mom dates boys. She made sound like computer.
Oh, I've heard of this. Now, I would do that. I don't know how to use a computer or a radar or a robot or whatever. Well, let's show her!
Jack.
No. Sophie's the one who brought it up. It's her. She did it. I would do it. I mean, what the heck? It's no biggie. Let's go for it. I need a man!
Later.
So many to choose from. Match.com.
That's a good one.
eHarmony, I've heard of. They have commercials. Mm-hmm. MySoulmate.net. I like that because I got a little soul.
She grooves.
Okay, so it says to press here to register for your perfect soulmate.
She touches the screen.
Not like that. No, like this.
Sophia clicks the mouse.
What are you, a computer whiz? You would think he'd be the genius being from India.
Jill points to Gary.
You know, India's really amazing lately. They're just leading the pack. I read in Time magazine, they're number one. China's number two. The Jews, we're back to number three.
Okay.
Four is Germany, so let's watch out, everyone.
All right. Hey, listen, you got to pick a username, Jill, so just do that.
A username? How about Manilow? Because he could use me anytime he wants to.
She laughs to the kids.
Just kidding. I hope you didn't understand that. It's a little risque for your age.
Okay, now you load your profile picture that Sophie took of you.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see this.
My picture is embarrassing. Put it up.
The photo shows Jill about to chow down on a greasy sandwich.
Is it too va-va-boom-ish?
No, it's very natural.
Aw, maybe I should have gone with peanut butter and jelly. I like it. Forget it. I'm committing to it. So what? If somebody likes me, the little envelope thing will be blinking? I love this so much. I crave this. Family time. It's why you have a family.
Now, an ad shows Shaquille O'Neal wearing a long gray wig.
A ham this good only comes once a generation. Like me.
He flaunts championship rings.
Give this ham 4 rings. That's a hell of a good ham right there.
He gnaws on the packaged ham.
Whose idea was the wig?
That was his choice.
I think it's great that Shaq doesn't look like Shaq at all, that he looks like Al Sharpton on HGH.
Shaq cuddles with the ham, then licks it.
Turn the TV off. So how long does it take to get a response on one of those computer dating things? I'm new to this.
I mean, it can take a day, it can take a week, you know what I mean? For someone like her.
What was that? Why'd you say... Like her?
No, someone like her, like, in her 40s, still single, you know what I mean? Incredibly homely.
Wow, you hate your job, don't you?
No, I only said that because you said that one time.
I can say that because I'm her twin.
Hey, Jack, the Lakers game tomorrow night. We got to make that Pacino thing happen. Everybody's really nervous around here.
Yeah, I know.
Now, what's this about a twin?
Oh, Jackie has a twin sister.
Are you kidding me? You never told me you had a twin sister?
Nah, I mean, she's...
Identical or fraternal?
Nocturnal, like a bat.
Really?
I'll pack my stuff up, man.
Todd sheepishly excuses himself. That evening, Jack arrives home in his silver Cadillac Escalade. He peeks in the guest room.
What are we doing in here?
Her mascara smeared, Jill lies asleep cuddling Poopsie among a pile of used tissues covering the bed. The kids approach Jack.
Hey, what happened?
And Jill checked to see if any boys liked her. The blinking thing never blinked.
Oh, that's awful.
If people could only see how good she can open a pickle jar.
Yeah, I know, you're right. Okay, see you guys.
He takes another look at his sister, who sleeps soundly atop the covers, fully clothed. Later, Jack works at his Sony Vaio computer.
Okay, where do I find desperate guys? Twitter, Maxim, Craigslist.
He types a few keystrokes.
Oh, yeah, casual encounters. All right, savages, get ready. Anyone wanting to meet a nice... No, I need someone immediately, not nice. Anyone wanting to meet a sexy gymnast model? I can't lie so much. Ain't hot?
He remembers.
Hey, poo.
Jill climbs off her sweat-stained bed.
Yeah, that works. Crazy.
Jack gets out of the shower and finds his sister sitting on the toilet.
Hey!
Personal masseuse?
Oh, I pull really hard. Watch your mother. She's gonna have relief.
She massages Aaron with a chokehold.
Is she sleeping with him?
Knockout.
$1. $1, the winner!
Good luck to you.
Jill knocks herself out on The Price is Right.
For the night of your life, go to Manalope at mysoulmate.net. Oh, man, I'm really throwing it to the wolves. But it has to be done.
Gary stands behind him.
Wow.
We're not going to tell anyone about this, are we?
The boy runs off with Poopsie taped to his back.
I trust you can keep a secret, kid.
Morning.
You guys! Are you sitting down? I got over 100 responses on the computer!
Whoa! Look at Miss Popular all of a sudden.
I mean, some of them are weirdos, but some of them are so nice. I wrote one guy back, and we're going out tonight! Oh, my God!
Oh, I love it!
Jill does a raise the roof dance.
Yeah!
I'm so scared. I don't know what I'm going to wear.
Oh, I'll help you. I'll help you.
I'm freaking out. Like Julia Roberts in that movie.
Pretty Woman.
No, the one where she's a hooker. What's the name of that one?
Pretty Woman?
No, why are you saying that? No, the other one.
Jack finds his son staring at him.
What's she gonna wear?
What are you gonna wear, Daddy? In hell.
Shut up.
Later.
This is like waiting for the queen.
Yeah, well, let's see what's taking us so long. Go up there, speed her along. Come on, go.
I'm answering it.
Fun Bucket's here.
Oh. Fun Bucket?
Oh, tell him I'm not ready. Tell him I'm not home.
She'll be right down.
No, it's one zip.
Jack opens the door to a dour, clean-cut man.
You Fun Bucket?
Yeah, that's me.
You don't look like a Fun Bucket. I was picturing someone more fun or buckety.
You're not the crazy hot masseuse, are you? I want you to tell me right up front, because if you are, I'm not paying for dinner.
Come here.
Jack grabs him.
You mention Craigslist to her, or do anything that hurts her, I will stick my foot...
Fun Bucket!
Manilow?
Jill comes downstairs in slow motion, wearing a shimmery teal outfit with a fuzzy shawl and cap and a ruffled skirt.
Somewhere in the night we will know.
A slack-jawed Jack shakes his head admiringly. His sister beams.
You're my soul.
Sophia holds a doll that looks exactly like Jill dressed in a matching outfit. A horrified Fun Bucket grimaces painfully at his date. Later, at a restaurant.
So, yeah, you know what? I'll be upfront with you. I live in the Bronx, and I don't have any children. In all honesty, the clock's ticking, so if dinner works, we gotta get to work. I'm kidding you. I just said that because I'm very nervous right now, and I just keep talking so much. My mouth is moving. I don't even realize how much it's moving.
She flaps her jaw.
I'm not even feeling it. It's Cotney. So is this your first date on mysoulmate.net?
Yes. Assuming that's really happening and not some sort of terrifying nightmare.
I know. And what do you do for a living? Don't tell me. I want to play 20 questions. Remember that game when we were little? 20 questions? Okay, first question. Animal, mineral...
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Fun Bucket scoots out of their booth.
See you.
A while later, Jill sits alone in front of two uneaten salads on the table.
Should I take away your salads?
Oh, I think he's just waiting for his to cool off, so we'll just a few more minutes, and thank you.
She idly drums her hands, now in the men's room.
Hello?
Jill peeks in.
Fun Bucket.
She tentatively steps inside.
Fun Bucket?
She moves toward a closed stall.
Hello?
Opening the door, she finds it empty. She frowns to herself, fighting back tears.
He must have gone out to get the mayor.
She leaves. On the ceiling above the toilet stall, Fun Bucket clings hand and foot to a lighting fixture. At home, the kids play air hockey.
Good job.
Jill returns.
You're alive!
How'd it go?
Oh, it was fine.
He didn't try anything funny with you, did he?
No.
Does he want to go out again?
Is he a prince? Are you his princess? Did he ask for your number? Did he kiss you goodnight?
Oh, will you stop it already? It was just a date! Why do you put so much pressure on me?
She runs up to her room.
Why are there so many stairs? I miss your old chandelier! No one's ever gonna love me! I'm a loser!
Oh, my God, I'm an idiot.
Why? Why are you an idiot?
Busted. Disgusted, never to be trusted.
Now, Aaron and the kids enter the guest room.
Hi, Jill. It's okay. It's... We've all had bad dates.
Whatever. He was such a... I thought he was cool for a second.
Jack feels like you deserve to go out with a guy who treats you right. So guess who is taking you to the Lakers game tomorrow night?
Halfing at 23 from the computer?
Actually, I'm your date.
I love that, Pagogo! Ookmagadodo! This sounds great! Finally some twin time!
Oh, Polywally Zoom Golly Golly.
That means I want to choke on my own vomit.
Does it? I'm a little rusty. I don't remember everything.
Now, at the Staples Center, the Lakers and the Kings warm up. Walking courtside with her brother, Jill holds a giant stick of cotton candy. She stops and stares at two players.
Oh, my God, look at these guys. They're huge.
Yeah.
They're too big. They're freaky. It's weird.
Stop it.
How is that? Where do they buy
just
pants?
Just please keep walking. I'm sorry.
Like, nuclear power plant big. That's big.
Across the court.
John, we're so close here.
Hey.
You got us in a game.
Al Pacino sits down beside Johnny Depp.
What's going on with the beard, man?
I'm doing research. I don't want to be recognized, okay?
A jumbo screen on the digital scoreboard shows a celebrity cam image of the two stars. Johnny Depp waves at the crowd. Poorly disguised in his fake beard and a Lakers hat, Al Pacino keeps his gaze downward. The camera zooms in on his face, and his name flashes below it.
Hey,
Jill, don't go nuts, but I'm going to try and talk to Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, the movie actor?
Yes. Oh. Stay calm.
What do you think people are thinking here, that I'm sitting with my rabbi?
Hey, guys, big game tonight.
Yeah.
How you doing, Johnny?
How are you?
Huge fan.
Good to see you. Thank you.
And Mr. Pacino, I actually met you one time at a movie premiere.
Ignoring him, Al Pacino takes a long sip of his drink through a straw.
He's thirsty.
Oh, okay. It was Cats and Dogs 3, and we were sitting in the same row. One of your kids knocked over your popcorn, and I gave you mine. And you called me Popcorn the rest of the night.
Popcorn?
Yes.
Yeah, nice to see you again.
Hey, what's with the beard? You look a little like Bin Laden.
I was kind of thinking Castro myself.
No, it's like the cough drops guy, the Smith Brothers.
Who's that? Is that your wife?
No, that's my sister Jill. She's in from the Bronx. Hey, Al, do you think you'd ever...
What's her name?
What's that?
You're from the Bronx?
Yeah, born and bred, Throgs Neck, the nice part.
Al, I got a question for you, and I know it's a long
show. I'm from the Bronx.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know much about you. I haven't seen a lot of your movies, but I hear you're very serious.
Okay.
Hey, is Ryan Seacrest here? Have you seen him? Do you know him?
I'm sorry, who, Chris?
Al, would you ever consider doing a...
Who's your friend? Was he in Duran Duran? Were you in Duran Duran?
Yes. Yes, I was.
So tell me, how long are you going to be in L.A.?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Is that John Stamos?
Who?
Pagogo! Let's go before he gets away. I want to see him up close, please.
So, Al, I'm going to get a hold of the agent, if that's cool.
Time to play ball.
Now, Jack and Jill watch the game.
When's the marching band come out?
That's not going to happen.
No?
Here we go.
Kobe Bryant dunks the ball. As everyone around her jumps up and cheers, Jill gives an unimpressed look. She notices Al Pacino watching her from across the court and furrows her brow in a quizzical expression. The older man lowers his fake beard and gives her a smile. A vendor leans toward Jill.
Compliments of Mr. Pacino.
What?
He serves her a hot dog. Mustard spells out, "Call me." A phone number is written in ketchup. Later on the drive home.
I can't believe this. This is insane, man. You gotta call him. Oh, cool you buns. You know I'm still hurting from the whole fun bucket fiasco.
No, but Pacino liked you. I swear to God, he really liked you.
Oh, will you stop, Reddy? You know all he wants to do is play Twister with your sister.
Jill, will you just do this for me?
You know, maybe I'll be ready to date again in a few weeks. We'll sit and talk about it on New Year's.
Jack swerves in shock. His SUV hits a postal box and does a 360.
New Year's? But you're not going to be here on New Year's because that's after our birthday, which is when you're leaving.
I guess so.
Later.
So if New Year's comes up, just tell Jill one more passenger on the cruise ship, it'll sink.
I'm not telling her that.
Tell her. You gotta tell her something. I'm not having her come to Europe. It's the kid's first trip.
Hey, how we doing in here?
It's 6:32. 43 years ago at this very time you were born. Happy birthday, number one.
Okay,
oh,
thank you.
Happy birthday, you guys.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, not yet. I wasn't born. I'm 6:33. I'm still 42, Aaron.
Okay.
So how does it feel, old man, getting rickety in the bones?
I'm so bummed that you're leaving tomorrow. I'm going to miss you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
She puts on granny panties under her robe.
I'm going to miss you guys, too. Especially on New Year's.
Get the violins going. Yep.
It's just every year I'd go with Mom to Valentino's. It's the restaurant, Erin, where my mother met my father.
She pulls a hunk of wax from her ear.
Oh, I knew that was going to be big.
Well, then don't throw it out. We can make a birthday candle with it.
Later, Jack and his family arrive at Morton's Steakhouse.
Hey, we're only 40 minutes late, guys.
I hope they sing happy birthday to us.
Yeah, I hope we still have our table this
Why is it so dark in here? We gotta get killed or something?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jack, we got you.
You are having a party for us? Oh, coolness.
Everybody's here.
And I just had to meet your twin sister.
Very nice to see you.
I mean, you guys really do look alike.
I say that all the time. He says no.
Jill, I want to introduce you around.
This is going to be a bad night. This is going to be an awful night.
Later.
Really, it's fascinating. How does it work, Mr. Subway Sandwich? Tell me more.
Just Jared's fine.
Call you Jared? Okay, sure. Just 10 sandwiches a day. To me, that seems too much, almost like a job. I couldn't do that.
I don't need that many.
No? Okay. Here's the situation. You're here. There's not a Subway in sight. You're at a steakhouse like this. What do you eat?
I eat other things.
Oh, you do? Yes. You do? I knew you were cheating. That's why there's so much goo left on you. I miss the old Jared, the 400-pound Jared that scared us.
I don't miss that one at all.
Well, I'm sure you don't, but if he was around, he'd be with me and not with the two hookers.
She gestures to two attractive blondes standing with Jared. Later still.
But yeah, we love musicals. You know what? You're the ShamWow man, right? Yeah. The funny story, Jack used to be a bedwetter.
No.
He could have used one of these ShamWow things 20 years ago for his pee puddles.
She spots Jack eavesdropping.
Ah, there's the yellow sheep.
He hurries off with an embarrassed look.
Where are you going, puddles?
All right, nice to meet you all.
Am I crazy or is she hot?
You're crazy.
It's Jack. It's Boobs.
Jack walks past Michael Irvin and finds his assistant.
There he is. Dude, you set this whole thing up?
Yeah, we got through it, man. It came out pretty dope, I think.
It's amazing. Hey, Jill. Sorry to interrupt. Come here for a sec.
Okay, nice to see you. What's going on?
Did I ever tell you Todd is an atheist?
A what?
Oh, God.
Have a great time, guys.
No, how could there be a Grand Canyon if God didn't exist?
Right, that's a very good point. I'm just saying, you know, maybe...
Maybe
that,
God wouldn't have given you a rat face if you believed in him.
I don't have a rat face.
Yes, you do have a rat face. It's scary.
Whoa, wait a minute. This guy doesn't believe in God?
No!
No, I'm just saying that there's not real proof.
Idiots like you really make me mad! Fight!
John McEnroe holds up a club.
Fight!
Michael Irvin and Bill Romanowski egg them on.
Happy birthday to you.
Everyone suddenly acts casual as Aaron presents a giant cake ringed with candles.
Happy birthday, dear Jack. Happy birthday to you.
Come on, make a wish, you twins.
Okay, let's do it.
Where's the other cake? There's not enough candles for
both
of us.
All right, Jill. One cake's enough. Make the wish.
Mom and Dad always got us two cakes. Made us both feel special. I don't think Mom and Dad would like this.
Make the wish already! I'm hungry!
Will you stop already? Blow out the candles.
He bends over the cake and blows. Jill half-heartedly helps him out. Jack blows out the final candle. With an emotional nod, Jill heads off. Erin notes her crestfallen look. Jill enters the coat room.
Whoa! Funny meeting you here.
Al Pacino lounges in a chair.
Don't be startled, it's only me.
Later, Jill rides in his car.
Yeah, it's always the same thing, it's L.A. I never know where I am, it's a wilderness here. I mean, in the Bronx, you got the streets, you got the numbers, you got 187th and 38th.
Yeah,
it
right.
Follows in sequence. Here you got the palm trees.
Yeah.
They all look alike. I have no idea where we are.
You really don't?
I don't. Lucky for us, I got the panic button.
You have a panic button?
Yeah, and we'll soon find out where we are, huh?
He clicks a remote. Spotlights flash on a mansion.
There we go.
It's a house. That's not a bakery.
Well, we're going to bakery, a house. What difference does it make?
What do you mean?
There's a bakery in the house.
Come on, I'm not going to your house.
Inside.
I want to see a birthday cake sooner. I'm taking pepper spray out. I'm not kidding.
Oh, ye of little faith.
What is that, a Shakespeare?
No, that was Jesus. Okay, birthday girl.
Oh, my God.
Here it is. You name it. Xavier, my guy, will bake it.
An award-winning baker stands before an array of fancy cakes.
Look, I made her happy.
I made you happy.
Later, Al Pacino puts on music.
Nutcracker.
No, that's Man of La Mancha. They offered me the part of Don Quixote on Broadway.
Ooh, whoa.
But, you know, I'm not there yet, so I'm mulling it over, you know.
I love that. That's where the man's in the tower ringing the bell?
That's Quasimodo. That's Hunchback of Notre Dame. See, this is Don Quixote. Don Quixote meets this fallen woman who he thinks is his lost love, Dulcinea.
Right, and he can't straighten his back, so he keeps ringing the bell. And he has a sidekick. It was a mouse.
Okay, moving on. Listen, Bronx, I got a birthday surprise for you.
Another one.
Yeah. It's my...
He takes out a 4-foot stick.
Original. Stickball steak.
Oh,
come with me a
second. Let me just eat some cake. This is so good.
You will later. You'll be eating enough.
We really have to stop now.
Xavier!
Oui, monsieur.
He tosses Xavier the ball.
Nice. He's going to throw the ball, and you are going to take the stick with two hands, right? And you're going to hit it.
Do I have to play this weird game?
It's not weird. Jill, it's in you. Right. It's in your DNA. Just think, Brooks. Let it just float.
He holds Jill from behind, guiding her stance.
Can you do me a favor and not hold me like this?
All right, I'm just trying to show you. All you got to do is make contact. That's all.
I feel like this is your game, and it's not my game. If you want to play my game, Hungry Hungry Hippo Saturday, do you have that here? Or do you guys...
That's coming.
Subtitles. Goobledy Gibble Globity.
Je comprends pas.
What language are you speaking?
Just throw it.
Okay.
Come on, no batter here, pitcher. We got him.
Xavier pitches. Jill hits the ball, and it shatters Pacino's Academy Award.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry. I'm sure you have others, though.
You'd think it, but oddly enough, I don't. But I have you.
You don't have me. I'd rather have you. Sorry, I'm going to go. I had fun, but I'm so tired. It's 8:30 in the morning my time.
You know what time it is for me? It is time for my salvation, because finally I found the one woman with all her rough human charm who will lead me back to sanity.
He walks his hands up the stick toward Jill's. She lets go.
You're sick.
You're a sweetie.
I saw what you were doing with the stick, and it was gross. Thank you, Saturday.
Wait a minute. Where do you think you're going?
I got your wham-bam exit hand.
Well, you don't have a car.
The next morning at Jack's house, Felipe tinkers with an electrical box in the garden.
Why are you ignoring me?
He furrows his brow, stands up, and gazes toward the woods.
What happened to me?
He heads over.
What's this?
Help me! Where were you?
What do you mean? I was here, bird.
Poopsie flies off, waking Jill on an inflatable mattress.
Felipe! It's you. What you doing out here?
I stayed out here because I didn't want to go in the house, and Aaron tried to make me come back, and I wouldn't. He yelled at me because I rejected Al Pacino.
Well,
If you need something to do, I'm just fixing the timer and heading off to a big family picnic. We play soccer, eat, steal white people's wallets. What did you say? I'm kidding. We don't eat.
Oh, stop it!
Why won't you help me?
What are you doing? Put Poopsie down!
It flew in my bread.
Otto holds the bird inside a hoagie roll. Now a large crowd picnics in a park. Felipe brings Jill to a table.
Hey, Rosa! Hey, Moldín, pa' acá! This is my friend Jill.
Look, hi.
That's my father, my mama, my brother Juan, my other brother Juan, Juan Jr., my sister Juanita, my grandma Juangelina, and that... I'm kidding!
I was gonna say, that's a lot of Juan!
We're not only Juan. Hey, niños, look, these are my kids. Jose, Jose Jr., y Josefina.
They are beautiful. Hi.
They all look like my wife, thank God.
Your wife? I need to meet her. Where is she?
No, she passed away 4 years ago.
I'm so sorry. I lost my mother
that's
recently.
That's all right. I love talking about my wife. And I know she's up there.
They all gaze skyward.
Sneaking into heaven right now. It's a joke.
Your father's bad. He's bad. He's very bad.
Ready for the best Mexican food you ever had?
I never had Mexican food.
What?
I'm sorry. It's not my fault. They don't serve it at my deli.
Well, today's your lucky day.
Now, he feeds Jill different Mexican dishes.
Wow.
That's chile relleno.
It looks like a quiche.
Felipe's crazy-eyed grandma watches.
Never had Mexican food.
Very good.
Jill nudges a relative who nudges her back. She shoulders him right off the bench.
I'm kidding. Are you okay?
No, fine.
She forks up a chili pepper.
What is this thing?
No. It's too hot.
Just like you.
His grandma double fists chili peppers into her mouth. Later.
Come on, Jill! Come on!
Playing soccer, Jill tries to kick the ball, but her foot misses and she falls onto her back. Felipe's grandma cackles, displaying her one tooth. Now a crowd surrounds a breakdancing boy. He does a head spin.
Get Jill out there!
With a bashful smile, Jill walks onto the makeshift dance floor of flattened cardboard boxes. She does an awkward dance, patting her elbows, then shimmies her ample bosom. Grandma watches, her eyes wide and round behind her glasses. Jill squats down and folds her arms in front of her. She does a Cossack dance, kicking out one foot at a time, then leaps up from her squat and poses. The crowd cheers, and an old man pinches her butt. Felipe's grandma sits forward and glares, baring her one tooth. Back in the soccer game.
Come on, Jill, run!
As she kicks, her shoe flies off. It hits Felipe's grandma, knocking her out. Her family feeds her peppers, rousing her. Later, blindfolded, Jill takes a stick from Felipe. She swings at a piñata, but misses and smacks his grandma in the face.
Jalapeños! Did I get it?
The family brings grandma some peppers. She eats two at a time in the soccer game. Jill now plays barefoot. She holds the ball between her feet and jumps, lifting it over an opposing player. With the ball in midair, she swings her leg around and side volleys it into the net. Two relatives lift Jill onto their shoulders, and she gives the crowd high fives. A guy peeks up her skirt, then turns to his friend.
No es un hombre.
It's not a guy. He hands over money.
Felipe, I love it!
At Jack's house. He uses the intercom.
Hey.
Hey, Mr. Popcorn.
Is that Al Pacino? Are you kidding me? How you doing?
Listen, I got a little something here for Ms. Sadelstein.
My God, she's not here right now.
Oh, that's our loss, isn't it?
Have you any idea when she might be coming home? Hopefully soon.
You know what? I hope so. I'm waiting on her, too.
And I wanted to tell you, Al, if she wasn't receptive the other night...
Pacino bursts in with the bouquet.
My God!
I know she's in here, Popcorn.
How'd you get over the fence?
Chill!
Come on! You want me to get you something
to eat? All I want to do is make you happy!
Uh-huh.
I want to see you. I want to know that you exist. That I'm not just imagining you!
Al, she really isn't here. For real.
He enters the guest room.
She sleeps here?
She does. She sleeps here.
They find sweat stains on the bed.
Oh, God, yeah. Sorry, you have to see that. She sleeps with someone? No. That's a bird. That's not a human. No problems.
Look at this. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
He fondles Jill's stains.
Ow, I wouldn't lay there. That's not,
Pacino lowers himself on top of the Jill-shaped stain. Jack cringes.
She leaves an after scent.
Ugh.
Hey, Popcorn. You know, you're not really giving me any confidence here.
About what?
Where is she?
Ow, I don't know where...
Where are you hiding her?
She's coming back. She's just not here, right?
Hey, Jill!
A lot of places to hide. Hey, Jill!
Ow, she's coming back. I swear to you. She got an 8 o'clock flight tonight, so I promise.
What? She's leaving? Come here.
Come to you?
Yeah, come. I got to talk.
Yeah.
Jack obeys.
You want to turn my name into some coffee drink, chocolate donut thing?
Well, yeah, tastefully, though. I think it's a...
Then you get me the girl.
Get you the girl?
Get me the girl.
Get is a strong word, because this is my sister we're talking about.
You don't understand!
What? I want to understand.
You don't understand!
Go ahead. Tell me what I need to know.
Your sister and I.
Yeah.
We grew up on the same streets. We breathe the same Bronx air.
Yes.
Right? When I look at her, I see me.
When I look at her, I see me too. Just.
I know what you mean.
I hear you.
I see what I was.
He soulfully rests his hand on Jack's shoulder.
I'm lost, Popcorn. I am. I go visit my kids. I can't find them. Ooh. I end up talking to lemon trees.
You know what? I'm lost now. What is...
Jill.
Yes.
Is going to get me there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I just want a shot. You understand?
Let's get you a shot.
Right.
Only way to get you a shot is to have my sister stay even longer out here, which is... Yeah. Amazing news for me.
So warm.
Felipe drives Jill home.
But thank you. I really had an amazing time.
Too bad you're taking off tonight.
I have to. He's abusive to me. Not physically, because I would hurt him, but mentally. And it's time to go.
I know. Maybe next time you're...
They both glance at her stomach.
Maybe next time you're here, if you ever...
That's what? If I ever what?
Well, maybe next time you're here,
is that your engine? Your engine seems to be it's a diesel truck, I'm guessing, right?
No, if you ever want to see a movie or something...
Oh, my God. I just hold the thought. I have to go.
I have to.
What did I say? Oh, no, it's not you. What? It's the Chimichangas. Oh, they're making a run for the border.
Oh, you're throwing Chimichanga bombs?
Jill barges through the front door.
Oh, God.
Jill? Where were you?
She hurries upstairs.
Oh, she's not talking to us still, I guess.
I am not talking to you. I am talking to Aaron. Aaron, I gotta go make some chocolate squirties.
Oh, Aaron eyes a spoonful of refried beans, then puts down her bowl. Later, outside the bathroom.
Hey, Jill, can I talk to you for a second?
No. My bags are packed and there's nothing left to say. I spent the day at Felipe's picnic where I finally felt welcome by everybody. I tried this new food for the very first time.
I'm guessing Mexican?
Yes, Mexican, Mr. Food Detective. And Felipe treated me like a...
What is Evel Knievel doing wheelies in there? What, it's a...
Fixing her belt, Jill steps out of the bathroom. Hey.
So I just wanted to talk to you about last night and everything.
Jack cringes.
Oh, my God. Wow,
He looks around, then opens a door for some air.
I was thinking about last night and all that stuff you were saying, and...
What, are you hot or something?
I just have to,
He swings another door, fanning God the air.
My... I would love for you to stay a few extra days.
No, I'm going home. I already told him to turn my electricity back on.
He lights a candle and fans the air with his hand.
Can't be alone on New Year's. Come on, it's just not right.
You want me to stay that long? I thought you're going on your big cruise.
Jill, I want you to come on the cruise with us.
I can't believe it. Of course I'll come with you. Thank you. Yes, I mean, you want, yes!
In the doorway, the cheering kids hold their noses.
Oh, my God, Poopsie! Poopsie, we're cruising through Europe!
The cockatoo holds his beak. Now, a massive cruise ship sails past a coastal resort.
Welcome to Royal Caribbean International.
We drift over the luxurious vessel. Two men ascend a climbing wall. Another surfs a wave rider. Children ride a merry-go-round. Now, on deck.
Oh, Hoopsie, we're not in the Bronx anymore. This boat has everything.
Hello? Oh,
what took you so long to pick up?
Jack, Pacino's called here three times. What do you want me to tell the Dunkin' Donuts people, all right? We got 5 days, Jack, to get Scarface so they move on.
I know.
Oh, my God. There's a pool on a boat?
Do you want me to get Al Pacino on the phone now?
Tell Pacino I'll call him tonight at 5:30, okay? And just one more thing.
Yeah, what?
God told me your feet were on my desk, so get them off!
Todd takes his feet off Jack's desk, hangs up, and looks heavenward. Now, at a dessert buffet, Poopsie bathes in a chocolate fountain.
All you can eat.
Go for it, Poopsie. Have a chocolate bath.
Well,
all right, it's 5:30. I gotta make a call.
To who?
I got one last business call to make, and then that's it for me. I love you. Be back.
Gary wears a lobster tape to his back, now in a theater.
Amongst this princely heap, if any here, by false intelligence...
Pacino looks over the audience.
Hold me a foe. If I unwittingly or in my rage committed aught that is hardly borne by any in this princely presence, I do reconcile myself to his friendly peace.
The light-up display of Pacino's own smartphone glows through his kingly robe. He takes the call.
All good men's love.
Where were you, Popcorn?
What do you mean? It's 5:30.
No. It's 9:30 my time. I was waiting for you 5:30.
Oh, it's 4 hours the other way. I got confused.
Okay, whatever. What's going on? How's she doing?
We're coming along. That's how we're doing.
Coming along? What does that mean, coming along? What does that mean?
Come on, wrap it up.
Pacino waves for the audience to wait.
It means we're getting there. We just need a little more time.
Put her on the phone. I want to hear her voice.
She's not here right now.
This reminds me of that boat movie with Leonardo.
Titanic?
The iceberg.
Who is that?
That was Poopsie.
Why won't you let me talk? You gotta be quiet. I can't hear him. All right? Please.
An audience member records him.
You get me this girl.
Or you don't get that Dunkachino commercial, you understand?
Don't you know me? Don't you know I would use all my power, all the power I have, to keep a commercial like that from happening? Don't you know that?
Is he seriously breaking out the Godfather?
I swear to God, I'm gonna cry. Put her on! Put her on!
Pacino! Yeah. All right, hang on for a second. I'll put her on.
Jack cups the phone, then returns it to his ear.
Hello?
Jill, my darling, just to hear your voice. What are they doing? Why are they trying to keep us apart?
Nobody's keeping me apart from anybody. I'm my own person. You remember that?
Oh, I know you're your own person. Nobody's like you.
Pacino's understudy steps out.
Would you like a little privacy? I could finish up
no,
for
no,
you.
It's okay. Nobody wants to see you. But thanks anyway. Jill, can you meet me when you dock in Spain?
But what about your Shakespeare show? Don't you have that to do?
You're kidding? This is L.A. They got Bruce Jenner playing Lord Rivers.
The track star stands in a costume.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Darling, put your brother on.
Okay, here he is.
Hello, Jack's back.
Bye-bye, we did it! I'm coming to get her.
You're coming to get her? She just said, I don't think so, I thought.
I can smell horny across an ocean.
Oh.
Here's how it's going to go down. 9 p.m.
tomorrow.
Top deck, port side. I'll be there.
A nervous Jack hangs up.
Audience, could you tell me where I was?
But he, poor soul.
Bruce Jenner finishes up a text. Now on board the ship.
Good afternoon, passengers. Hope you all are enjoying our Royal Caribbean activities. And for those of you going ashore later, we will be arriving in beautiful Mallorca by sunset.
As two cruise employees turn a jump rope, Sophia, in the middle, stumbles.
Oh, no, she's good. Fagogo, why don't these guys know how to jump rope? Why didn't you teach them? We were the double Dutch kings in our neighborhood. These guys can't do a single wing ding.
Daddy, you know how to jump rope?
No, I don't know how to jump rope.
Your father likes to pretend his life started in California. We were champs. Everyone loved us in the neighborhood.
Come on, Daddy, please.
Can you bring it? Bring it over here. Gigi, Rodney, kick it. Get up here. Get up here. Do it.
As Jack and Jill jump double Dutch side by side, a crowd gathers.
Come on. It's the swim tower. Bring it.
Oh, my God.
The twins kick their feet backward, then point their fingers, posing with every jump.
Wow. Do the mummy!
They hold their arms out like mummies.
Come on, turn up the heat!
In a series of intricate steps, they tap their ankles, turn around, then stop, closing shoulder to shoulder. Two girls playing miniature golf cheer along. Jack and Jill high-five. Sophia and Gary run over.
That was all your father!
Yeah, it was you!
You were great, Pokey.
Now she's Pokey.
She's always been Pokey. I was thinking tonight, courtside, you could go on that deck, check out the stars, put on something gorgeous, because there might be a handsome surprise waiting for you.
Oh, really? You're going to introduce me to my Mr. Wright?
Maybe.
Really? Uh-huh. It's not Al Pacino, is it? Why, is it Al Pacino?
No, it's not.
Because that would just hurt me at this point.
But it's not, so...
Treating me like some sort of prostitute twin. That's bad.
It's not. It's not, all right?
All right, then why are you getting so angry?
Why are you so annoying?
What? Jack! Why would you say that? We were just having fun!
We never have fun when you're around. I'm sorry.
No. This is on you. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind.
Chugging Jack Daniels, Poopsie tips over. At night, in Jill's closet, Jack checks her dresses.
Pit stain. I don't know what that is. Get clean.
He pulls a dress off its hanger, then takes a pair of shoes, a purse, and jewelry. Poopsie watches from his cage.
You tell anybody, I will fry you up and eat you.
Huh?
Yeah.
Jack hurries out. Now he enters a public restroom and faces an attendant who bows politely. Crossing the room, Jack looks again at the balding man twice. The valet bows in kind each time. Jack enters a stall, and the attendant turns to a counter of toiletries. In the stall, Jack drops the bag on the toilet. He puts on lipstick and press on nails. He lathers his chest with shaving cream, then shaves it, rinses his razor in the toilet water, and shaves his legs. He stuffs two melons in his bra, then sprays himself with perfume. Padding his rear end with a life vest, he dons a floral dress and a long wig. Now, dressed as Jill, Jack exits the stall, looks at himself in the mirror, and notices the attendant waiting with a towel draped over his forearm. The balding man sternly gestures for Jack to approach. Jack opens his arms inquisitively, then shuffles over. The attendant holds eye contact, then grabs and shifts Jack's melons. The old valet gives his own fingers a kiss of approval. Jack smiles bashfully. Later, he climbs a staircase to the empty deck and looks around. As he paces, wind buffets his 60s-style floral dress.
All right, where is he, man? He said portside, I'm portside. What am I supposed to be?
A rope ladder hits him on the head.
Cheesecake!
In a helicopter, Pacino points to a cheesecake in the shape of his own head.
Just climb on the ladder! There!
Don't you think maybe you should land that thing? That'd be easier for me!
It's safer to hover!
Wow!
Jack climbs onto the rope ladder.
Yeah! Wow!
The copter carries him off. Later, we circle a medieval castle. Its exquisite stone dining room features a vaulted ceiling and candlelit chandeliers of iron.
Oh, I am back.
Señorita, I was gone too long?
No, not at all. It's really good to see you again.
So what is different about you tonight? I don't know.
Nothing?
No. There's something that... You dropped some weight?
Maybe that's it. Yeah, I'm looking thinner.
Yeah,
that's probably what you're seeing.
It's like you're more feminine or something. A little more... Less muscular.
I don't agree, but okay.
Pacino addresses a mustached servant who struggles to understand him. The servant presents a liquor bottle.
This is heavy, hard stuff, or how are we doing here? What is it?
They do shots.
One for the lady.
Okay, lindo.
That's enough for me.
Who's Poopsie? I keep hearing Poopsie.
Poopsie is my bird.
Ah. I used to raise pigeons.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. That was Brando.
Oh!
You ticklish?
No.
Ooh.
I said I'm not, so...
No. It's just what? That Stella Adler, the great acting teacher, once wrote in a book, the only way you can really get to know somebody is if you watch their behavior when they're being tickled. You do me the honor of just lift up those girly arms?
I just... Haven't shaved under there in many, many years. You don't want to see that.
No. We're in Europe. It doesn't matter.
I think even here they might be like, what is that?
No, not here. Give me a try.
Okay, so here we go.
Oh, my God. Ah, look at us.
As Jack holds up his arms, Pacino tickles away. Jack squirms. He grabs a ball from the table and shatters it.
All right! Stop it!
Pacino backs off and Jack brightens.
What was that?
I didn't like that. I'm sorry.
That was powerful. He just came out of you like, boom.
Jack grabs the liquor bottle from the servant and chugs. Now in a gym, Aaron rides an exercise bike beside two bodybuilders.
I don't even know where Jack is right now.
Yeah, he's avoiding me. That's where he is. Can I work in with you guys?
You'll knock yourself up.
I think he hates because I talk so much. It bothers him.
She pumps
major
iron.
But when I'm in the Bronx,
the bodybuilders watch Jill easily curl what they struggled with.
When I'm around other humans, I tend to blab a lot.
No, you don't.
I do. You throw a couple of more 45s on. Aaron, he was being so nice to me, and then I had to bring up the Pacino thing because, I don't know, I do that. It's just because I'm insecure, you know? I feel like the only reason he brought me on this cruise is for some Pacino-related shenanigans.
She works the heavier weight even faster.
He told me he wanted you to come on this cruise because he didn't want you to spend your first New Year's Eve without your mom alone.
He said that?
Yeah.
Jill sets down the bar.
Oh, my God, that means so much to me. Why didn't I use my twin powers to know that? Do they not work when you're out of the country?
Maybe they don't.
That's why he was mad, because he was being good to me, and I did what I did, and I'm a jerk, and I have to call him, and I'm going to straighten the whole family's vacation out. I promise.
Push.
This is so cool.
One bodybuilder strains to curl the heavy bond.
Come on. Push. Push out there.
I was forcing it.
Now, a record plays on a turntable. In the Spanish castle, Jack swigs from the bottle as he dances with Pacino.
Ow, Pacino! Ow, Pacino! Ow, Pacino!
The servant bops to the music. Pacino and Jack bump rears.
I always come on the short end of that, don't I?
Jill calls from the ship.
Hello?
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 I don't understand. Are you mocking my voice right now?
No, I'm not. I can't talk right now.
Okay, don't talk then. Just listen. I just want to tell you, I'm sorry. I'm the reason we're fighting right now. And I never thank you enough for doing all you do for me. So thank you.
Who is that, your brother?
Who is that, Jack? It's nobody.
Hey, popcorn. We're having fun here.
Are you with Al Pacino?
No, I'm not. I said I can't talk right now, weirdo.
Please tell me you're not doing what I think you're doing.
I said I can't talk, so I'm hanging up.
Jack, speak in your regular voice or I'll know the real reason why you brought me on this cruise.
I can't always do what you want when you want it. Bye.
Crying, Jill lowers her cell phone and hangs her head. The balding valet steps out from the restroom and spots her. Jill notices him and straightens demurely. The attendant gestures for her to approach, and the mannish woman points inquisitively to herself. The valet nods, and she ambles over. The balding man grabs and shifts her breasts. She glances at them, then eyes the valet. He grins. Jill delivers a right hook that knocks him clear through a door onto the floor of the adjacent restroom.
I mean, come on!
Hey, what's Popcorn's problem? Mayor McCheesy doesn't like his new script?
Oh, get over yourself. My brother's very good at what he does. Yes. He's gonna write a book one day, you'll see.
Oh, yes, he's an author. I forgot. That's right. He's got a whole novel in him about Desinex foot powder.
Jack slaps him hard. Pacino staggers back from his chair.
That's the Bronx girl coming back.
Jack strikes a bottle.
You take back what you said about Pagogo.
Go ahead, do it. Defend the honor of that self-deluded, sycophantic, bitter hack.
Jack charges. Pacino sidesteps and breaks a chair over his back.
You okay?
Get off of me.
Getting up, Jack finds his melon boobs pushed at his shoulders.
I know. What can I do? You know, you had that, a broken bottle.
Yeah, well, get away from me. Let me breathe for a second.
He furtively puts them back in place.
Okay. Back up.
All right, I'm backing
up. Back up.
All right. Oh, gee.
You don't hit a girl with a chair on the first date. Okay.
It's amazing the way you stick up for your brother. It's just...
Well, I got to do that. Don't I at least owe him that? because all I ever do is take things from him and ruin things.
Well, that's his point of view, you know? I mean, that's the way he makes you see yourself. You want to know what I see?
Yes, I want to know what you see. You can get any girl in the world, and why would you want me? Answer that. It makes no sense.
The nearby butler nods.
Well, I see an angel with a broken wing. I see a brother who all he got all his life was everything. All the glory, all the accolades, everything since they were two. Huh? I see a girl who wants recognition, but just never gets it. Yet, she has a heart so big, she finds happiness in seeing her brother receive it all.
Yeah, but come on, aren't I a pain in the butt? I mean, don't I annoy everybody?
You got so much love in you, Jill. So much to give. You just need someone to give it to.
His brow furrowed, Jack lowers his remorseful gaze.
To dream the impossible dream.
His chef accompanies him on the piano.
To fight the unbeatable foe. To bear with unbearable sorrow. Dulcinea.
Dulcinea.
You are Dulcinea from the Broadway play they offered me. And I am the man of La Mancha.
You got me there! I'm taking the part!
What about my brother? What do I do? What do I say?
Wow, your brother. Oh, I don't know if there's much you can do about him. I mean, not that he doesn't love you. He loves you, I'm sure. But it's a kind of deathbed love. The kind of love he'll look back on when it's too late.
Pacino makes
hey,
a call.
Listen, I'm going to do
the No, I got to fix it. I got to fix it now. Now,
I got to fix it. Hey, where are you going?
Back to the ship.
Would you stay if I did your brother's commercial?
Oh, the heck with that commercial. I'm going to see my woo-mate.
Back on the ship, Jack uses his cell.
Come on.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
What is it? How do you...
To leave a voice message, press 1.
Oh, God.
Half in costume, he knocks on a door.
Jill!
His wife and kids come out of the next room.
Open up!
Jack? What are you wearing?
He eyes his dress.
You were with Al Pacino, weren't you?
Wow. You're good.
Jill was right. You are a weirdo.
I know I am. Where is she? Where's Jill?
She went home. And now I know why.
She went home?
Jack's sad face becomes Jill's. She wears a winter coat and hat and carries a grocery bag crammed with junk food. In her leg warmers, she makes her way toward a modest house in a working-class neighborhood. An above-ground pool stands among the shrubs in the snowy yard. Now, a window edged with frost frames Jill as she stands at a table inside unpacking her groceries. Now, a car pulls up across the street from a neighborhood restaurant. A banner out front reads, New Year's Eve. At the wheel, Jill wears a tiara and subtle makeup. She demurely powders her nose, then reaches in her bag and takes out a framed photo of a silver-haired woman.
Going in alone is fine, Mom. And I'm not alone. I'm with you.
She gets out of the car, hugging the photo close in one arm. Now, in a booth, a masculine blonde woman wearing a bouffant and a flashy navel-revealing dress sits among other gaudy friends.
Hey, well, guess what? I'm not wearing underwear. It's New Year's Eve. Have some fun.
Jill emerges from the crowd and sits alone at a table by a pillar.
Yo, you guys, is that Jill Sadelstein? She was absolutely the biggest loser in high school.
Right? I mean, didn't she marry that bird and move to the jungle?
Jill sets out the photo.
OMG, she's here alone tonight. The loserness continues. Hey, Jill.
Oh, hey. Happy New Year, guys.
Where have you been hiding, hon?
I was visiting my brother for Thanksgiving, and I just decided to stay out there with him for a while.
Yeah. He must have loved that.
For your information, Carol, he begged me to stay, but I'm just too exhausted from being on game shows and
dating movie stars.
Oh, who'd you hook up with? Rob Schneider.
I like him.
God, you're hot.
You know, I don't like to kiss and tell, but I was with Sir Al Pacino for a whole night.
Oh, honey, it must not have worked out since you're all alone tonight, aren't you?
She's not alone. She's with her family.
Jack?
What are you doing here?
That's Jack.
I realized something that I want to tell you so much. I don't know how to say.
What?
Ukmagadodo. Pokey.
My God.
Ukmagadodo. Blarda, blarda, blarda. Mama Pandori, Pan Papa Pandori, long bada bada.
Bada bada, I know.
With the kids, Aaron gives a perplexed smile. The catty, man-faced blonde glares. Her date stares cross-eyed.
But most important, Bangi. Bangi ke majangi.
The kids.
Of course, I love those guys.
Bangi para rumpernickel pumpernickel.
It's freaking beautiful. It's just beautiful.
Para kaya! Ukmagadodo! Kudali me! Kudali me!
They hug.
Oh, I'm so happy. So happy.
Jack mouths thank you to Aaron. She nods. The catty blonde struts over and thumps Aaron's shoulder.
So what, are you like his wife?
Is that Monica?
Yeah, I am. I'm Aaron. Nice to meet you.
Well, I guess he settled for second best because I dumped his sorry butt in high school. Yes, I did.
Don't worry, Aaron. They used to call her the cheese tray because she got passed around at all the parties.
Monica turns, her eyes wide.
Oh, we're getting busy.
I'm right here.
She grabs Aaron.
What are you doing?
Monica holds Aaron in a headlock and flings her around.
What did I do?
Don't you touch my sister-in-law. Knock her out, Jill.
Jill attacks Monica, who releases Aaron. She flings Monica into a wall. A spear pops a balloon, and Pacino arrives as Don Quixote.
Mirtez! Prepeto dubato.
Monica's cross-eyed date stares.
Oh, my God. Is that Colonel Sanders?
Ow! What is this? Why do you look like that?
He's doing Man of La Mancha now, so he always stays in character.
Milady.
Ow, I'm so sorry. I thought I made it clear. We're
Monica sneaks up with a bottle.
Pokey Clopper!
Without turning, Jill punches her out.
It's not you. It's me.
Dulcinea.
Yes.
Your purity befits a knight more worthy than I. Go to him. He waits for you.
Is there a... Pagogo, where's the knight?
You'll just have to see, Jill. Come on.
There's a knight? Oh, my God. There's a knight?
Ah! It's a foul monster.
Pacino spears a ceiling fan.
That's a ceiling fan.
No, it's a whirling, five-arm beast.
Jill and her family arrive at the house.
What?
Felipe and his kids finish shoveling the yard, now green and done up in topiary hearts.
What the?
Felipe?
What is this? I don't understand. What is going on here? What is happening? What? Felipe, how did you do this? What? Hi, guys. Hi. What are you doing here?
Jill, before you left, what I was trying to tell you while you were dropping chimichanga bombs.
That was awful. I'm sorry.
Is that... Did you make me feel like I just climbed out of the trunk of my cousin's car after driving 1,100 miles across the border?
Huh?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I was gonna say, you're ruining the mood. But...
Yeah.
But not about you.
What?
I love you, Jill. I love you.
You love me?
Yeah, I love you.
Somebody loves me.
I love you, Jill.
Will you convert to Judaism for me?
What?
I'm kidding! I'm kidding!
She She leaps into Felipe's arms and he falls back.
All right, he said he loved you. Don't kill him. Come on.
Jack, Aaron, and the kids rush over as Felipe's kids pile onto the new lovebirds.
Jack, jump in here, lay with me.
Just lay with Felipe. Can't you do that?
A commercial.
Something's brewing at D&D.
Pacino struts into a Dunkin' Donuts.
Wow!
Oh, Pacino!
It's not Al anymore. It's Dunk.
Dunkachino?
Don't mind if I do.
What's my name?
Dunkachino.
It's a whole new game.
Dunkachino.
You want creamy goodness? I'm your friend. Say hello to my chocolate blend. Attica, hoo-ah, latte light. This whole trial is out of sight. They pull me back in with hazelnut too. Caramel swirl, I know it was you. Everyone wants my Dunkachino. Can't get enough of my Dunkachino. Kids from 7 to 17 lining up for my Dunkachino. What's my name?
Dunkachino.
Dunkachino.
The cut pauses on a TV in Jack's office.
And boom, there you have it. It's actually 32 seconds, so I got to lose 2 seconds. Maybe you can tell me what part you would lose, but I think we are getting there.
Burn this.
I'm sorry?
This must never be seen by anyone.
If you didn't like all those close-ups, we can. No, this is not the final cut. There's no doubt we can.
Copies. Destroy them.
You want me to play it again?
Has anybody seen this?
Nobody has seen this.
Okay. They have to be found and talked to.
All right. To be honest, I showed my wife.
No
she
good.
Couldn't believe.
No good.
As credits roll, more twins share.
So I used to be fatter, and so what he would do.
Picture him way bigger, like. So yeah. What would happen, we'd get together on Thanksgiving, he'd kind of gather the family around, and so I would have to go, this is me before Ultra Slim Fast, and this is me now. And everybody would laugh at him, and he'd go cry in the other room.
I'm Larry, it's my brother Dave. We used to be triplets, but he ate the other one.
Let me tell you, I don't really like getting into fights with him because I don't like closing my fist on him. So when we get into fights, we look like sissies when we fight each other, you know, because I don't really like, it's kind of that, the schoolyard fight when you see two girls.
Columbia Pictures presents A Happy Madison Production, a Broken Road production, a film by Dennis Dugan, Adam Sandler, Jack
She's
and Jill.
My baby girl, she knows that. We're like a husband and wife relationship. We look, fight and then we come
sick,
together.
That's sick, okay?
I mean, not in
you
a sick
You shouldn't say that like that.
Not
that's
in a sick
I don't like my brother. I have a deep, intense dislike for my brother. He's a bad guy.
I know what the problem is. He didn't say anything about it, did he? He don't like the mustache, because he can't grow one.
Well, usually when we celebrate a birthday, usually it's more than one cake. It's four
usually
cakes.
Usually four.
Yeah.
It's usually four cakes.
There's right hand, left hand. You
or
know?
One for me and one for him and two for his girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
She was actually living in L.A. and I was in Kentucky doing the race at that moment. I was tired.
Yeah.
Because I did not train properly.
And I started feeling like these pains or something like that, and it was like weird. So
yeah.
I mean, that's my part of like an ESPN or ESP, whatever it's called.
It's ESP.
Okay, whatever.
ESPN is the network for sports.
Me and you, we get to coach any good now. Every day now, we get to coach any good too now, does.
You figure it out.
Well, you know, I'm married, so.
No, we don't have girl issues.
Yeah, well, I sometimes do try to hook them up with someone. I mean, if they come up to me and they're like, they like me, I'm like, oh, sorry. And then I'm like, hey, look at this guy, though. And so, I mean, he's kind of like the backup twin. I don't care. I take it.
So, look, dude, I don't think I could go on this date. But I can't break the date because, you know, it's got to happen. It's got to happen tonight. So
I said, well, Rod, you know.
He said, what'd you tell him?
How does the girl look? How's she look?
I said, dude, she's a 10. She's hot.
She's hot?
She's hot. I said, well, you know, send me. I'll put her on ice for the night. You know, send me out. I'll make sure everything's good for you, you know, and you'll be good to go next week. So he did. He went out with a girl who was smooth, right? I think she fell in love with him on the first day.
Well, what's funny is my brother ended up dating this girl for like three and a half years. She never knew we switched on the first.
Yeah, but the very first date.
She said the best time of my life was the first date.
There you go.
I'm like, oh, come on.
Growing up with long hair, full afro.
Oh, yeah, fine, with some platform shoes on, you remember. You stole my good pass.
Two older men perform a skillful tap dance.
Let's move.
Two women group side by side. Twins with mullets barely do the twist. Two fashionable young women vogue. A little boy and his twin sister do fancy footwork in unison. Two young women execute a complicated hand clapping routine, then bump hips and strike poses. Jack and Jill dance. Two women in tracksuits shimmy. Two young men kick side to side. A young woman pounds her fist, and her twin pretends to fall back.
The best thing about being twins is when I fall, when I feel sad, Eliza just picks me right back up, and that's just helpful to me.
Two redheaded twins hug.
Love my twin.
Love my twin.
More twins hug.
Love you, sis.
Love you.
Two white-haired twins hug. Then the tap dancers do.
I love you.
The girls 1 pound apart hug, too.
You smell.
I love this guy.
I can't imagine life without my brother.
But we love each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, but we love each other, right? Okay.
You're my only friend. It's so sad.
It was cool, man.
My brother.
I love you, man.
No matter how bad he is, no matter what he does wrong, he's still my brother and he's still number one.
Handsome triplets appear. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Columbia Pictures. Read by Christopher Flowers.
You good to go. Triplets. No. No. Nasty. Nah. Ugly. Finito. Nah. Nah. Done. We're done. Twins. Yes. Keep him. Let's go.
One twin struts out of view. His brother shuffles off the other way. Cut to black. Now, the twin sporting the handlebar mustache stands in profile, his shirt open. As he blows his thumb like an air nozzle, he expands his pot belly. He reaches in his pocket.
Gotta get this pin.
He mimes popping his belly with a pin, and it shrinks down to its normal, flatter shape. The man grins at us.